Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to you all.
Good evening to all of you.
It is a very good evening. And also good evening to all the Arsenal fans. You are welcome.
Good evening to all the Arsenal fans.
Guys.
Including Na.
Yes, including Na. And also Gansa. And also Brenda. You know, all the Arsenal people. You know yourselves. Good evening. But I know they are very happy, so it's fine. Guys, it's been a while, but yeah, we are back. Also, we are celebrating our 1 year anniversary. If you follow us, so I have to say the pause again.
Exactly.
If you don't follow us on Twitter, you probably don't know that we are celebrating our anniversary. If you're not following us on Twitter, go follow us on Twitter at WhistleManiacs.
Pause this recording.
Pause it. Don't go any further. Just go to Twitter, go follow us, and come back. If you don't do it, I'll know because I'll see the notification. So let us get
notification.
Yeah. So we are celebrating our 1 year anniversary. It's been a year since we started the podcast. Not a year today, but a year this month. So this episode is kind of like a reflective one to just look back on the 1 year, what we've done so far, and like the doors that this podcast has opened for us, the people we've met along the way, all of that stuff. So it's not going to be a really long thing. It's going to be really quick. The thing is, we have a recording, or we thought we're recording, or I thought we're recording for a good 30-something minutes. And then it dawned on me, goodness, almost an hour, guys. And yes, it just dawned on me, like,
it just dawned on her that she hasn't started the recording.
I didn't hit the record button. So all of the juicy things that we said over the past hour, guys, is gone. You can't hear it because I don't know. I think it was the fries. The fries has fried my mind.
I am blaming the fries.
I have to blame something, but I will still say the request. I had a request for you guys. Guys, I will still say it. I have to say it. So we can't say everything that we said over the past hour because, you know, 1 hour. Time is money. So we're just going to do an abridged version.
Do you have a request?
Maybe.
No, and let's go.
No, the request will come later. So basically, it's been a year since we started the podcast. We've always had dreams of working in sports first as a player or as professional players. But I think, somewhere along the line, we realized that, look, it's good to have dreams and all that, but sometimes you have to restructure your dreams. So we decided, what I'm saying, does it apply to you too? So I don't talk for you.
No, continue.
I can continue?
Yes, you can continue.
Okay, so we decided to restructure our dream, and now we just wanted to work or have careers in sports. Ifwa has a background in what? What do you have a background in?
Fitness training, sports and exercise.
Cool. You did that in tech. Okay.
Basically.
And I did natural resources management in university for my bachelor's degree. But I want to work. I want to have a career in sports. That's not saying I'm going to throw the natural resource thing away. I'm not. But yeah, I want to work in sport. So upon graduating from university, I didn't know how that was going to turn out. I just knew that I wanted to work in sport. So I decided to use my Twitter to just talk about, like, tweet about women's football stuff. And then last year, November, Ghana hosted the Africa Women's Cup of Nations, which we watched, like, the matches that were held in Accra. No, the ones that were in Accra.
The ones that were showed in Accra, yes, we wanted to watch.
Yeah, they had to go to Accra and Cape Coast. So we watched the ones that were played in Accra. And then from there, we just, you know, decided. It was like a spur of the moment thing. It was actually something I'd wanted to do for a while. George, if you are listening, you would know this because we spoke about this a couple of times, but it didn't work out. So, yeah, it was something I'd wanted to do for some time. So when I, you know, asked Ifwa about it, she was like so in, she was keen, and yeah, we just started from the basically to talk about something we love and to share our love for the sport with other people. And we decided to focus on women's football because the coverage and the visibility is really, really low in Ghana, in Africa, and I'm sure like all over the world. Because I think what the total coverage of like women's sports is something like 4%-ish. So we just wanted to do something to just contribute to the coverage and the visibility of women's football. I'm sure somewhere along the line we will expand to other sports, but we decided to start with football because that's, you know, our favorite. Yeah. So, sorry?
I said we decided to start like this and then we upgrade from there. That's what I said.
Yeah. So we didn't go into it with any proper planning. It was just a spontaneous thing.
Yes.
Which is quite a regular theme in my life, spontaneity. I'm not a planner. I don't like to plan stuff. Even my life, I haven't planned. Sometimes my mother just, like, the moment, she just asks me, so, Irama, what are your
what
plans?
What is your plan for this?
Like, what are your plans for the next, like, 5 years or whatever? You should have, like, a plan, like, financial plan, a career plan, personal life plan, like, plan. And I'll be like, I have plans. I have plans. And she was like, okay, tell me. I said, I've written it down somewhere, but I have plans. She was like, I said, I have plans. Guys, I don't have any plans. And mommy, if you are listening, I'm lying to them.
I'm sorry.
Like, I have plans somewhere. So, yeah, I'm a spontaneous person. Like, I don't plan my day. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I just like to go with it, whatever. So that's how this also came about. It wasn't a planned thing. I mean, I was interested in doing it for a while, but then we decided to just do it. And now we are here. It's been a year later. We've met, so many people. We've met so many people. We've met Bewa. We've met Carol Shabalala. Carol Shabalala. You know I have to do this.
I know Carol you have Shabalala. To do it. I was just waiting for you to do it.
Yeah, we've met. We've met Nanaba Namwa. We've met Akosia Amumu. We've met Eva Autry. I have met. I was coming to say something.
Who?
I've forgotten. If you made me forget.
You said you've met someone.
I was coming to say, but I forgot.
Wait, is it the lady you met at the England game?
No. I remember, but we've met Amanda Lamini. Wait, Amanda Lamini. If how can you forget Amanda? Amanda.
I'm sorry. Amanda Lamini. We've met Dylan Lewis.
Yeah, they are both former players for the South Africa and Netherlands women's national teams, respectively. We've met them. So many people in Ghana, like, and also outside. The outside people mostly on Twitter. But I've met a few in person, like Chloe. I've met Claire Rafferty. Oh my gosh, I still can't believe it. Guys, I met Claire Rafferty at a women in football event last week.
Yeah, last week.
And so like I was sitting in the we're in the lobby, like waiting for them to come and get us to go into the room where we're going to have the program.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sitting there, I was on my phone, okay, as usual. And then like she walked in and like she sat down. So like as she was sitting down and I looked up and I'm like, gosh, is that Claire Rafferty? And I was like, no, that can't be. I was like, wait, it's her. I was like, no. Is it? And like, so I was like, it's her, it's not. And I was like, okay, Google will settle this. So I looked for her. So like, I follow her. Actually, she also follows me back. Yay, on Twitter. So I went to her Twitter and like, I looked through like her post. Like, I was trying to find like her profile picture. And I was like, yes, it's her. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting in the same space as Claire Rafferty. Like, my mind is blown right now. Then I texted you guys that I was sitting in the room with her. So when a lady came to call us into the room. So as we were going into the elevator, and then she was like, how are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm good. How are you doing? Like, oh, cool. And then she made a comment about like the fact that we're all sitting down there together. And then we laughed. But then so I was like, oh! I was like, Irama, be cool. Like, relax. don't start fangirling all over the place. So, yeah. But then I was too chicken to, like, ask her for a picture afterwards. So, yeah. But still, I met Graffiti. So that was cool. I mean, we've met so many people. So, anyway, by starting this podcast too, I now write for a online football magazine, Football in the City. JS is awesome. He's an awesome editor. He's a cool, really cool person. So shout out to JS if you're listening.
Shout
I hope
out.
You're having a wonderful
JS.
Day.
Yay.
Also to Will, Alex, and Tim. Yeah, shout out to you guys. You're cool. And also, are we doing a shout out now?
No, we are just mentioning names as it comes. If we start the shout out,
we finish
right.
Also, Chloe, Brenda, and Mercy, Clinton, Mirabelle, of course. How can we forget? Also, Madame Midema, Nabadina, Madame Troublemaker. Yeah. Oh, and I also met one day, I think the Black Queens during the Olympic qualification, when they played Kenya, was it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they played Kenya, the leg that they played in Ghana. I went to watch that. Was it that game? Yeah. I went to watch, wait, was it Kenya? I think it was Kenya. I don't remember, I think it was it Kenya.
It was not a draw. It was a draw, right? When we went to their place and they scored that one.
Was it Kenya? Hold on, let me check.
Would we played someone before Kenya? Was it Gabon or something?
Yeah, so yeah, the Gabon game, yeah, I went to watch that one. That was the second leg, yeah. And then I met Fintu Tahiru over there, so that was cool. And he recognized me. I was like, oh my gosh, Rama, relax.
Why are you surprised when people recognize me? So cool.
No, like, I'm surprised. I don't know, I'm really surprised. So, like, that was cool, yeah. If I do want to say something, it's like I've been talking for long.
No, you said everything. The meeting people were cool. When we started the podcast, we were just talking. It was not really any planned, anything. Yeah, we were just talking in our minds, and then we had to come and sit down and then plan things. And we started the social media stuff and even the website and like what we'll speak about and how long it should be, so that I mean we could keep it going, because if you remember we got some feedback that it was too long or something. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, but because we like talking. You guys, we talk a lot. And if it's about football, like, talk for hours.
And there was also another comment about how we could just go straight to the point. And so that, I mean, remember there was this one guy who was really impressed with what we had done. And his only comment was that if we could just go straight to the point without laughing too much. And we're like, the laughter there. If we don't laugh, it's not a podcast for us. But it's been a very fun year.
Yeah.
I mean, all the work that comes with it, it's still been a very fun year.
Yeah, and because of that, not that it forces us, but like we've had to like always like find out stuff. Like, to know what's going on, like, in which, you know, league or in which player or what. And it's like, I mean, I like to know. I'm a very curious person. I like to know stuff. So it's made me, like, really, really read a lot about, like, the game and, like, about the players and, like, who is who, what the person is doing, like, all of that stuff. And, like, how things work. So, like, it's really cool. I mean, now my football knowledge has, like, is more than it was a year ago. And my network is also way, way bigger than it was.
Yeah.
A year ago.
Yeah.
And now also includes like people not only in Ghana. So like, guys, we are international. We know international people.
Yeah. We know international people, exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, I think the most rewarding part of it all is like meeting people. And like, because now some of the people that we met online have become like our friends. Like now, like, we talk on the regular. We even have their numbers and everything. Like someone like Mirabelle. So
I like Mirabelle.
And now, you know, I think it's even through George that I know now. Yeah,
but it's like we know now for a long time.
I know. Even with George, right? So yeah, that's George. What is his Twitter handle? at George Nitro Dia. Go and follow him. He's an awesome guy. Also, you know, if you see a lot of my posts, I tag, you know, him in it. So you can follow
him.
It was actually, I also met George on Twitter. It was so funny. So, like, when I started this, my, you know, talking about women's football stuff on Twitter, then George DM'd me one day. He was like, wow, like, he's really impressed, like, about, like, my passion for women's football and stuff. He has this sports news website. He would like it if I could, like, start writing for his website. And I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. Now, I've never written before, like, sports stuff before. So he was like, I should try a few things. So, you know, we did, like, a few trial articles or something. He was like, wow, like, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that writing, I think I wrote, like, one or two for him. But then, you know, something happened, so the website couldn't go on. But he's now, he now works at Sekendi Hazakes. He's their PRO there. So, yeah, so when we met, then he added me to this WhatsApp group for, like, people, I think, like, players or, like, in journalists and, like, just people who are in, like, into women's football in Ghana. And now it's on that page. And actually, Mirabel is also on that page. But then I followed Mirabel on Twitter too. Because one day we're chatting in that group and it's the same name she uses on Twitter. And I was like, is it the same person? So we started talking on, like, Twitter. And they're like, now too. And, like, so many other people, like, Adam. Adam is, like, my banter friend. Hey, Adam, if you're listening, stop. And, like, just so many. That's, like, I think that's the most fun part, like, really, really engaging with people and just talking about women's football together, you know, even if you have diverse.
Very interesting. I like the way you can still agree to disagree and still continue the conversation. It makes it very interesting.
Yeah. And I like meeting new people. I think, so for me, that has been the most fun part, like the meeting people on Twitter and stuff. Twitter is a fun place. So Twitter is fun. Because I know I'm always like, on Twitter. My mother never understands. I'm like, shit, you don't know.
Doesn't get it.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm there and I just get like random. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing that through the podcast that we started, like, I've got like random messages, because George is actually the one who, like, you know, contacted me first, and I've got like that kind of thing like at like three times or so. So like, it's really cool. And I mean, if we hadn't started this, we wouldn't know all these people and wouldn't have got
opportunities.
Exactly. So I guess maybe the takeaway from all this is, I mean, if you want to do something, just do it. Think too much or whatever. If you're a planner, planning is not always the best thing to go. If you want to do something, just do it and plan later.
Because I mean, sometimes what you plan for doesn't even come to what you plan for.
Exactly. But that doesn't mean like in every situation do it and plan later. But you know,
no, like sometimes you have to plan, definitely.
Exactly. But like if you have a dream, just go for it, and you know you can do it. Just, you know, go for it. Because this one, honestly, it's passion that is driving us. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, nothing else.
So if you have passion for something, just go for it. Because, like, it's amazing. And, like, it's not like we have arrived or something. We haven't. This is just, like, the beginning. And, like, I'm looking forward to, like, more stuff. Because it's been amazing. Shall I share my Wembley story?
Share your Wembley story.
Okay, thank you. I'll share my Wembley story. Hopefully it's not too long. So, guys, I can't believe it. I went to Wembley Stadium earlier this month. I went to watch the England v Germany game at Wembley Stadium. You guys, it was only how many months ago in June that we were watching Women's World Cup that I was always changing my Twitter handle.
And it was like nobody's business.
My Twitter display name, like nobody's business, enjoying the World Cup and rooting for the USA like crazy and hoping for my voice to run out. I mean, to what was it called? I was waiting for my voice to what's the word?
To lose my voice.
I didn't. It was so disappointing because I was always screaming. Surprising.
Every single time you were screaming.
I was always enjoying it, and I was, these are like the same people I was watching Who knew? I mean, if you had told me that how many months down the line I'll be watching England versus Germany. You know, they announced that game, like, I think some weeks after the World Cup or even before the, or something, I'm not sure. If you had told me that I would be watching that game,
be there watching.
I would have said, Masa, what are you
lying
about? I mean, hey, like, I thank God for that. That was so cool. Like, my first time at Wembley Stadium. That was so cool. So, I vlogged it. I'll leave the link to the vlog in the description so you guys can watch it if you want to. Like, it was so cool. It was also my first time in London. It was so cool. I mean, the atmosphere was just so... like, nothing I've ever experienced
was
before.
It's not like that only.
No, it's like, okay, It's like, remember, I went, because the first time I watched a football match in Ghana was around 2008, Nigeria versus Ghana. That game was so mad. It was so cool. It was like the same atmosphere, just that this is women's football. Just that this is women playing. I'm more, you know, growing up, I never really watched, like, a women's football game. My first women's football game that I watched was the Ghana South Africa friend last year.
At the stadium. We went to watch the friendly before the alcohol.
Yeah, that was my first time watching a women's football game, like Philly, like in the flesh, me at the stadium watching women. That was the first time. And now, like, here I am, like watching, like I'm seeing Jennifer Marozan do her things on the ball, like with my eyes, like in the same space. Like, I couldn't believe it. Mm. But it was so cold. And, hey, I was freezing. It was so cold. I was wearing gloves. And, you know, like, when you wear gloves, you can't use your phone. Because the touch, you can't use your phone. So I was so annoyed. So my one hand was gloved. And my one hand was...
And the other one was not gloved.
I was texting and thinking, hey, I was so cold. But it was really nice. And, like, when England equalized, when Ellen White equalized, hey, come and see the stadium.
The whole place was buzzing, eh?
It was electric. It was so cool.
I can't imagine it, but I'm sure it will be cool.
Hey, pre-game, during the game, after the game, like, everything was just... It was cool. And I met Chloe there, too. It was so cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool, guys. So that was amazing. Wait. Yeah. So, wait, is that it?
Yeah, that is it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so guys, so in the third, yeah, my request. So in, you know, when we were talking before and I realized that I did a stupid thing and I didn't hit record, I requested that if while I was eating the fries, that is, or when I finished, if I asked me if I was full and I said I wasn't still hungry, but if
still
I had another
hungry,
if I get more fries, I would eat them. So I requested that if any of you guys wanted to send me fries as you know, like an anniversary present or something, I mean, why not? Feel free and send me the fries.
That'd be awesome.
Like tweet at me or DM me, we can arrange it. And then I also requested that, you know, if you'd like to add a burger to the fries again,
she wants with extra cheese.
I like a cheeseburger with extra cheese. I don't like pickles. Not that I wouldn't eat them, but I prefer if they weren't on the burger. And I like, you know, like the lettuce and the tomatoes and the onions and all that stuff. Yeah, but no drink. I don't really do a lot of soda stuff, so I'll just, you know, do some tea here and just eat it with that. So yeah, guys, if you want to send me fries in a burger, like anniversary present, or if I do want some.
Yeah, I want some. I want KFC because I'm in Ghana.
Yeah. So DM if you are, DM me, and you know, just yeah. Also, if you want to
but what
watch.
What happened to rubbing into my face? I just remembered. What happened to rubbing into my face?
Because I'm a good friend. You're welcome.
Oh, you wish. She was still rubbing to my face, guys. Just know she rubbed it to my face.
I'm a good friend. So yeah. So DM us, you know, we can arrange it, but like,
you forgot one thing you said.
I'm going to say it, but like,
okay,
if you're like a serial killer or like a stalker or something like that, like,
please don't DM us.
Yeah, no thank you. No, I'm not ready to die. I don't want to die. Like, yeah. So, wait, no, I have a couple of shout outs left to give. We're doing a shout out on Twitter, but we weren't able to, you know, finish that. We started so well and we didn't finish. So I would like to finish the shout outs here. Okay. So it's a lot, but yeah. So shout out to, so I'll leave their Twitter handles in the description below. So you go check them out and follow them. Yeah. So to Women in Sports Network Ghana, and then to Without Football, Life is Boring. Also, Brenda, hey, Bree. Hey, girl. What's up?
Hi, Bree.
Yeah,
what's up?
Shout out. Yeah, shout out to you. Hopefully, wait, Kenya is out of the qualifiers, right? Yeah, so sorry. Revenge.
You are
Karma. But like, hey, Brenda. Yeah, so Brenda, go follow Brenda. Brenda is cool. And also to Ghanaian women footballers, also another women's football Twitter page. Shout out to Amanda Tlamini and Faustina Ampa. Hey. Also shout out to Jackie Gutierrez and Women Kickballs. Women Kickballs is a website, football website, women's football specifically. And Jackie writes like cool stuff about the NWSL and the US women's national team. So you guys should check her out. She's really cool. Hey Jackie, it's been a while. I mean, I hope you're good. Also to Burn It All Down, which is a sports podcast. Cast. Like, the ladies who do that show are so cool. So shout out to them. You guys should listen to it. It's a really good podcast. You should listen to it, definitely. Also, we've already shouted out Chloe. Yeah. Also shout out to Jasmine, Baba, and Adam Bateman. Hey Adam, my banter buddy. Hey, one time Adam said that I should go to the hospital for them to check if my eyes are working well.
Why?
Because it was something, I think, before the, what do you call it? The Chelsea Man U game, that's not the WSL. We're doing, you know, a missile back and forth. Then he was like, I should go and check as my doctors to make sure my eyes are working. Then after the game, we won. And I was like, yeah, so my doctor said my eyes work perfectly well.
That's a good one. You're not crazy.
Yeah, so hey, Adam. I hope you're good. Yeah, and also shout out to Clinton and to Abigail. They're both sports journalists. They're also cool. Clinton, how is your cat? I hope your cat is doing fine.
Not great.
Also, shout out to Braveheart Ladies and Ideal Ladies. These are two clubs, women's football clubs. Braveheart is from Nigeria and Ideal is in Ghana. Here, hey.
It's in Ghana.
No, Ghana Day. Because I'm not in Ghana. Ghana Day.
Uh-huh. And Rich is also in Ghana.
Yeah, but we already shouted out Rich City on Twitter. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, also shout out to Tim Harper and Harper Performance. Harper Performance is a non-profit company. They work in Sub-Saharan Africa relating to like sports performance and stuff. I should read out the actual thing that they do to you, but I'm feeling lazy to look it up. So I'll put it in the description, but you follow them. When you go and follow them, you see what they do. But, like, yeah, follow them.
Yeah, go and follow them.
Follow them, yeah. Also, shout out to She Plays. She Plays is a fantasy football, yeah. They have fantasy
football
for the WSL and for the W League. They did one for the Women's World Cup. That was really, really cool. So, shout out to them. And shout out to two podcasts that we love, Her Football Hub and Two Girls Talk Balls. So those are also really, really good podcasts. You should definitely follow them.
Follow them.
Yeah, so I guess this is it, right?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, as usual, guys. Also, if you are listening, whilst you are listening, sing happy birthday to us.
Yes.
So,
thank you.
Thank you for the birthday song. I'm beginning to feel sick. So, yeah, guys, thank you for listening. I mean, if you guys don't listen, I mean, not that what is the point of the podcast, but like the fact that you guys listen is also really good. It gives us, you know, motivation to, you know, record and to share our views about whatever happens in the game with you guys. And yeah, and those of you who engage with us on Twitter, either on the, you know, us individually or the podcast, you know, it's really cool engaging with you. I really enjoy those, honestly. I enjoy those a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Keep staying awesome, and thank you again for listening. And I guess we'll see you in the next episode. Okay, bye.
Bye.